The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here. The weather's chilly. It's so delightful. Get wrapped up in a coat. Go head out to play. I got my snow boots on, actually, today.
You do?
I did. I thought it was going to be really cold. My heater wasn't working right last night, so I, like, woke up cold.
You woke up cold.
And then I saw it was going to be, like, 35 out, so I was like, snow boots, yep.
Hey, did you say Happy New Year yet?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah,
we're
happy
so excited
New Year.
To be here.
Yeah, welcome, everybody. We hope that you all had a great week, had a fun New Year. You're back at work. Did everybody dig out your winter clothes this week, put on your hats and gloves, and even covered some of your plants? Hey, Angela and I have an anniversary with all of our listeners today.
We do. Isn't that exciting? This week marks the beginning. You ready?
The beginning.
The beginning of our 7th year hosting Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard.
Wow.
7 years. That means every single weekend. I think we've missed 6 weekends in 7 years.
Well, last week was an encore presentation, so we took last week off and didn't do a live show.
Right.
So if you tuned in, we want to thank
Twice,
you for that.
Though.
So a big thank you to all of our listeners, especially to those of you who listen week after week. And we know that there are so many of you that do that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we really, really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
It's fun for us to come to you every week and hope that it's fun for you to come to us every week. We really
yes.
appreciate that. So, and Angela, I want to thank you for being such a terrific co-host.
Oh, really? You
yeah.
mean the ear candy?
You're the ear candy.
I'm the ear candy.
That's right. And speaking of co-hosts, we want to welcome back to the air the third member of our team, Mr. Rob Stevenson. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, good.
Good. How are you today?
I am a little under the weather, but I'll survive.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You got to be good, because I want to remind everybody that Rob is the cool member of our team. He has to be feeling good, because Rob is the member of the D-line, which is the drum line for the Jackson Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
You know what?
Come tomorrow. I'll be all right. Trust me.
You'll be
as soon as you get right in
your groove, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't feel awesome, don't you just sort of kick it in?
One of the first things you told me, fake it till you make it.
Fake till you make it, baby. That's
there
right.
you go.
That
I'll be
right.
all right tomorrow. Trust
so you'll
me.
Be performing before the game?
Pretty much during the entire game. Pre-game, there may or may not be some halftime performances.
Ooh.
Is that a hint? That's a hint.
That might be a hint. I don't know.
And
we'll see.
During the show, I mean, during the game,
during
after
the, game,
the game.
And absolutely post game. If anyone
yeah.
can make it to post game, that is going to be live. It's going to
well,
be awesome.
Well, it's all live.
Oh, yeah, but it's great.
It's going to be awesome. Yes, because of course we're going to win.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, especially with all the cheering crowds and Rob and his team of D-line members making it a better experience for everyone. So thanks for making Jacksonville better and the team better and making all the fans enjoy the experience.
Did you hear what the owner did? That he gave like 1,000 tickets to people from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, that's nice.
That is really nice.
And military tickets on the cheap. Like
no,
20 bucks. Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it was in Starbucks before I came here, and the guy said, are you going to the game? I'm like, no. And he said, me neither. I got a ticket, but it was $325.
That's a steal.
That's a scam.
Let's see.
We do have a scam later on. But, you know, yesterday, I want to get back to real estate for a minute. Yesterday, the three of us were at a home inspection. We don't all generally, we don't always do that. No. But Rob had a customer that was doing a home inspection, and Angela and I were stopping by after a meeting. And, you know, we always learn something from a home inspection.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Rob, tell us what the homeowner learned from that home inspection with regard to sometimes what look like cracks in some of the drywall. So,
well, what was interesting is there was an extremely long crack along the length of the garage.
In the ceiling, not the floor. Right.
Right. And we learned that sometimes you can't use your attic space for storing so much stuff.
Yes. And people think, you know, because we don't have basements here.
Right.
It becomes sort of this natural, you know, inclination to climb up those attic stairs and store all your stuff.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't do that. Because you know what? That's not what it was designed for.
Right.
Well, it's designed to hold up your roof.
Well, you can put some stuff up there.
To hold up your roof. So if you're weighting down the trusses because you're putting weight benches and he had like 50 boxes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. So much so the home inspector couldn't even get through the attic space to see everything that he wanted to see because it was just wall to wall. And so no wonder the drywall under those trusses had a straight crack. You know, and it was a straight line too, so it was right where the drywall lines up with each other.
The two pieces of drywall came together.
Yeah.
So, what about cracks sometimes in the vertical, the walls?
Sometimes those cracks are just the house settling.
Yeah, settling.
Which is normal.
Yeah, and most settling happens within the first 2 years, so it's not really a problem. And this house was like, 12 years old or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years old, I don't know.
Yeah, so if it's a normal vertical crack, it's not so bad. Now, if it goes kind of at an angle, that's something to be more concerned about.
Yeah.
But if it's just a straight vertical line, it's probably not something to worry about.
You just cosmetic,
patch
maybe.
It, paint over.
Yeah.
Cosmetic, that is the difference.
The word of
whether
the day.
It's a cosmetic issue or a structural issue.
Absolutely. Big difference.
So we learned something just about on every home inspection that we do. And over the years, Angela, you've been a realtor for 20 years and have been on.
And I'm only 29 years old.
29 years old.
It's
a trick.
It's amazing. It's a trick. Yes.
All right. So that's how we become problem-solving realtors, is that we learn how to answer questions that homeowners pose for us. And that's why we always recommend that a home inspection be done. Hey, we got a contest for everybody today.
Ooh, I love the contest. You know why?
Why?
Because our listeners call in. Super exciting.
You know, this idea stemmed from a question from a customer this week who asked a curiosity question this past week. She wondered what percentage of home purchasers didn't get a mortgage to buy their home, essentially just brought a check to closing.
Right.
In other words, paid cash. Well, we looked up this week of the 26,099 closings. That's how many closings were reported in the North Florida MLS. 26,099 closings
for
residential property.
Yeah, houses.
For houses. And that was for the whole year 2017. Guess within a percentage point, high or low, how many of the homes were purchased for cash? And I'll give you a hint.
Guess what?
What?
I guessed, and I was wrong.
And is that surprising? Well, it's tough to get the highest.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
All right, here's the hint. If he's alive when we come back after the show.
Yeah, she's going to beat me up. She's about
y'all
to
will
throw
be surprised,
something at me.
Because I can do the show with Rob.
Okay.
And Howard could be excused.
Here's the hint. It's less than 35%. Okay, more than 5%.
That's what I guessed was 35%.
Yeah, it's.
And I was wrong.
It's less than 35, it's more than 5. So call in with your guess. Angela, what's the phone number to call?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call
904-TALK. 904-222-8255. So call in with your guests. We want to talk to you on this very first day of the year. Maybe you're going to be the first caller of the year in our seventh year on the show.
So exciting.
Talk to me, talk to Angela, talk to Rob. And yes, we will be right back to answer your questions or get your guests on the air. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., and MLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It's a beautiful day, actually.
It is gorgeous. I'm so happy to see the sun. I went on vacation. I went to Europe. The sun was out one day for 3 hours. I couldn't wait to get home.
Well, did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Had a great time.
Well, that's what counts. Yeah. That's what counts. But it's a gorgeous day today. It's just cold, so bundle up.
Yes.
I saw some frost on roofs as I was driving in today. So
right.
It is below zero.
It's below zero?
I mean,
what?
Well, below
it is
zero
not below
Celsius.
Zero.
I'm talking, you know, in your European.
Yeah, I was completely confused. I don't do Celsius. They would say, oh, it's like 10 degrees or something. I was going, really? That's super cold. They're like, Nah, not really.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know how to convert it.
You don't remember back to your, you know, eighth grade conversion?
No.
Conversion formula?
No.
I remember crazy things like that.
You do?
5/9 to, I don't know. Let's not get into
anyway.
That. Anyway. Hey, back to the contest. We need somebody to call in with the contest, which is guess what percentage of homes, single family homes, sold
in 2017
were sold for cash. It's more than 5%. It's less than 35%. I mean, more than 5%, less than 35%.
Yeah, that's what you said.
So call at 904-222-8255.
Yes.
So
call, talk to me. I want to hear your guess.
At the end of the year, interest rates had a bit of a surge. But what did they do this past week? They always measure it on Wednesday, and it's an average, a composite average of the 25 largest banks. So, Angela, what did they do this past week?
Well, the 30-year conventional rate fell 0.04% to 3.95%. Now, this time last year, Howard, it was 4.2%. So that was less. Awesome. The 15-year rate, it also fell 0.06% to 3.38%. This time last year, it was 3.44%. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate remains unchanged at 3.75%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, which is still a great deal, if you only plan on being in your home for 5 years or less, it also fell, but just 0.02% to 3.45%. Last year, this time, it was 3.33%.
So, you know, interest rates, they don't change much from week to week, and your interest rate could be higher or lower. But the prediction is that interest rates are going to be going up. And we're going to talk about that later on
but
in the show.
But you know, they predicted that for 2017. They said it would be up to 5, and it never got there.
It never did. But we're going to talk about our real estate predictions for 2018 a little bit later in the show. What we want to talk about now is one of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio are the high and low sales for the previous month.
Tell us.
So let's talk about million-dollar properties for homes first. And there were 19 sales this month for million-dollar-plus properties. 8 of them were waterfront, and 10 of them were cash purchases. It always amazes me how many people have cash that they can write a check for.
Well, I mean, that kind of is self-evident.
If you got money,
you've
got money.
Exactly. Okay.
And the most expensive one always seems to surprise me, or some, I shouldn't say always, sometimes it does. This one did,
it
never surprises you.
It never surprises me.
Because
I know exactly
where it is. It's all about location.
Location, location, location.
And this one was Ponte Vedra Beach.
Oceanfront.
Oceanfront, of course.
Near the club.
Near the club.
And walking distance to the club. Come
this
on, Howard.
One was one block from the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
Now, exactly.
You could get this home 2 miles away and pay a third the price. I got to tell you about this one. $3,810,000.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a 100-foot wide lot, which on the beach is a small lot. Here's the.
I don't know if I agree with
A lot of the more expensive ones are 200 foot lots. Some of them are 250. But anyway,
not in that area.
Here's the description. This is the one that just I couldn't believe.
What?
The description said, and I quote, "Update or build new." So what's
so
that tell you?
Fixer upper.
It was built in 1964. So apparently they hadn't updated it at all. It was 4,100 square feet and $3.8 million. It sold in only 7 days. Someone wanted that piece of land.
It was the dirt. And why did they want that dirt, Howard?
Because it's one block away from the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
Because God provides such beautiful sunrises every day.
But a mile
and
away.
And you get to listen to the crash of the waves.
A mile away, you could have bought a beautiful house on the beach.
Right.
All ready to go for less than half price. Again,
but come
location,
on, Old Pontevedra is just charming. It just is. And it could be. I bet they could just not even tear that house down.
But here's the funniest thing.
Because the old construction there is pretty cool, too.
But if you thought that was funny about, not funny, here's the part that really got to me.
What got to you?
Another part of the listing said this.
What?
Now, again, $3.8 million. Draperies in the master bedroom, as well as the mirrors in two of the bathrooms, do not convey. Really? A $3.8 million home and they can't leave two mirrors and drapes?
Oh, come on, Howard. You know what? I disagree with you. I think that, first of all, a lot of times draperies in a master bedroom, well, they match your bed exactly.
What about mirrors?
No, but think
Rob,
about...
Rob, break the tie here.
No.
Come on, Rob, break the tie here.
Don't run over me.
I haven't finished giving my logic.
The logic is, if you live in a multi-million dollar house on the ocean,
yeah,
all that stuff's custom made.
Right.
So you can't go recreate it.
Well, I agree with the draperies.
So you got to take the draperies.
The draperies.
The mirrors.
What about the mirrors in the bathroom?
They could be family heirlooms.
They could.
Yes. They could be something that, you know, maybe the missus spent a ridiculous amount of money on, and she just loves them and wants to take, you know, when you get in that bracket, to be honest with you, all sorts of things could surprise you.
You know what? I think they could have waited until an offer came in and they'd say, okay, by the way, draperies.
No. You remember that house I had in Mandarin that... oh, my God. This house was amazing, right? And in it was a chandelier that was a family heirloom. And they told us that the chandelier does not convey. Well, it was so gorgeous.
Well, then say family
heirloom.
Wait. Yes.
My customer's the kind of guy who needs it because he can't have it. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So
your buyer.
It became an ego kind of thing to see if he could get it included in the deal. And before that deal was done, my customer had that chandelier. Now, when we go in to list people's homes, we tell them, you don't want to sell the chandelier? Remove it today before anyone comes into the home and sees it. Because it is so gorgeous, you don't want someone to fall in love with it.
That's true. And the moral of the story is remove things that you don't want part of the sale.
Yes.
That's the part that we're trying to convey to people.
You know what happened the one time?
What?
This, on one of this, where I was over the holidays, this lady told me that the people had removed the chandeliers from the house, but the people who bought the house had come during a party and knew about the chandeliers and asked for them anyway.
Yeah.
And sued them for not conveying the chandeliers with the house, even though they were taken down and removed.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum. I did listen. So that's $3.8 million for the highest. The lowest price home, not $3.8 million. $3,500. Talk about a fire sale. This was literally a fire sale in that the house had fire damage. One bedroom, one bath, 574 square feet. It needed work. It was listed for $5,000, sold for $3,500. Days on market, 23 days, had multiple offers. This house had a problem. It sold for five different times since 2013.
What part of town was that?
Paxson. And condos, there was not a single one that sold for over $1 million, but the lowest price one sold for $34,000, sold on the very first day on the market. How about that?
When
we come back after the break, we're going to talk about Angela and Rob's and my predictions for housing in 2018, right here in Jacksonville. How about that? You got to listen for that, because we're going to help you get or sell your house based on predictions for 2018. So stay with us, everyone. And we still want someone to call in with a guess for the contest, which is what percentage of homes sold in 2017 for cash? We're going to narrow it down. It's less than 30%. So give us a call. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters predict strong winds and record-breaking cold will continue to sweep across the East Coast and make things very cold throughout the weekend. All the mid-Atlantic range up through New England, and it is expected to hang around at least for another day or two. Hurricane-force winds blew in from offshore, helping to raise the tide levels in Massachusetts. And in Brooklyn, people yesterday were spending hours digging out of the snow. Frigid temperatures, some could feel as low as 30 degrees below zero, still moving across the region. President Trump is using tweets to get his message across. He is not mentally troubled. He says he's, quote, really smart, very stable genius. He used a series of tweets to defend his mental fitness and boast about his intelligence after a new book that portrays him as a leader who does not understand the weight of his role in the White House. The president says they're taking a playbook out of the old Ronald Reagan attack book. This is SRN News.
Hey folks, this is Dave Benyon, owner of Zero Res. Wow, I hope you had a wonderful holiday season like I did. With my four married kids and my nine grandkids coming home for the holidays, our house was a constant flow of family, friends, food, and fun. Now that my wife's four different Christmas trees are down and things are getting back to normal, I see that our house needs a lot of work. The carpets and rugs all need cleaning again. The kitchen with its constant commotion, so the tile and grout needs work as well. And throughout the holidays, we had people sleeping on every sofa in the house, so they all need a good cleaning. Oh, and don't forget about the dogs that came to visit. I'm sure they left a few surprises. If you're in the same boat as me, don't hesitate to call us here at Zero Res, and we will be glad to come out and clean for you. We are currently offering three rooms of carpet clean for $129. And if you book in January, I will throw in a fourth room clean for free. That's right, the fourth room is on me. Call Zero Res at 287-5727. That's Zero Res at 287-5727. Zero Res, spell it forward or backwards. It's the right way to clean.
Parents, it's that time again to begin thinking about your children's school for the next year. Trinity Christian Academy is inviting you and your students in grades K-3 through the 12th grade to an open house this Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. You'll discover why more than 1,000 families in Jacksonville choose Trinity for their Christian private school education. With accredited advanced curriculum, caring and qualified teachers, and a beautiful campus, TCA will prepare your students, no matter what age, for success. In addition to quality academics, Trinity Christian Academy offers student clubs, honor societies, drama, fine arts, music, technology in the classroom, and championship athletic programs. Don't miss the next Trinity Christian Academy open house this Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. Trinity Christian Academy's beautiful campus is located at 800 Hammond Boulevard near I-10 and 295 and online at tcajax.org.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, January 10th at 7:30 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus Greenville at Veterans Memorial Arena. Saturday, January 13th at 7 a.m., it's the Cars and Coffee Cruise-In at the Avenues Mall. And Saturday, January 13th at 7:30 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus Florida at Veterans Memorial Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Hey, watch out for the junk in the road over there at the Buckman at 295 North. As for the weather, partly cloudy today. Tonight, looking for a high today, 49 down to 34 tonight. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 53. Looking for a wind chill, 28 degrees. Mostly cloudy Sunday night with a low of 46. Up to 37 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Okay, I'm going to introduce you.
Hello. Welcome back, everybody. Why are you talking, Howard?
Because it's...
I'm just kidding.
Because I didn't realize we were back on the air.
I know. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us this morning. It is crisp and chilly, and we appreciate you listening to Real Estate Radio with Angela, Howard, and Rob today.
But I got a big butt. You want to know what the butt is? Nobody's called in with the contest, so I'm going to have to narrow it down.
I need somebody
further
to call in because I would like to talk to someone besides you two. So someone please call in for this contest. Please, it's not hard. Just guess a number. It's somewhere between 5, and now you're going to change the top number.
Yeah, I narrowed it down to 30. Let's narrow it down further. It's between 10 and 25%. And you got to guess within a point, high or low.
Okay.
Of
between
what 10
and 25% paid cash for their house.
Yeah.
In 2017.
Yeah. And you get a tracking device. So if you lose your keys, you can find your keys. You lose your car, you can find your car. Lose your kid, you can find your kid.
Oh, Rob needs 3 of those.
I need 3 of those.
No, seriously, there are people that attach this little tracking device
to the backpack.
Mm-hmm. And kids can find their backpack, or you can find your kid if your kid goes someplace and you're trying to locate him. This mm-hmm. is really cool.
Then you should probably put it on their cell phone.
I should probably put it in their skin.
On their skin, attach it to their skin.
Like we do with dogs.
Right, they never lose it.
Under their skin, yeah.
Well, they're very small, and if you attach a little circle to it, you can put it and make it an earring for them, you know.
Oh. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like chipping a dog. No, I'm kidding. I'm going way too far here.
I just said that. I didn't call it chipping, but yeah.
Yes. We can chip children.
Okay. Hey, we haven't done in a long time?
What?
A landlord and tenant tip of the week. And I think, even though, Rob, you're not a landlord, you may want to be.
I may want to be, yeah.
All right.
Does
Angela
that mean he's
going
to start charging his children rent?
I don't know. Angela and I are both landlords.
We are.
But tell everybody how to be a better landlord.
Well, you can be a better landlord. Now, if your tenant does something that is against the lease, such as adds another family member, or they sublease to someone else, or they bring in a dog, or they won't mow the grass, there are provisions in the Florida statutes, but you must comply with those provisions of the statutes and or regulations, the most important of which is to give the tenant 7 days written notice of noncompliance, but it is within the opportunity to cure the problem or the lease will be terminated.
Very important.
Yeah. Now, the form can be hand-delivered or can be sent by mail. Now, where do people get a copy of this form?
They can go to www.floridalandlord.com. That's Florida, F-L-A, landlord.com.
And those are free forms. And a good friend of ours owns that website, and he provides those forms for free. And mm-hmm. I use that website a lot. In fact, he has over 50 forms available. Move in, move out forms, leases. He does evictions. He does all sort of things.
He has such a great service.
Yeah.
And he's so knowledgeable. And he loves to give out information.
All right.
Well, you know what I want to talk about?
You want to talk about predictions.
No.
What?
I want to talk about this other thing because it's more timely.
Okay, go ahead.
Still about landlords.
Go ahead.
Okay. So if you as a landlord, if you provide housing to low-income households that suffered damage during Hurricane Irma, then you may be eligible for up to a $12,000 grant for repairs, tree removal, or even hurricane deductibles to rehab these homes. You will, of course, need to provide documentation. It's called the Hurricane Irma Disaster Assistance Program. Contact the neighborhood's Department of the Housing and Community Development Division of the Neighborhoods Department.
Okay, that's a mouthful. That's a mouthful.
Just think about the Neighborhoods Department.
Neighborhoods Department.
Yes.
Which is part of, go to Duval County. And,
yes.
Look for Neighborhoods Department.
So Hurricane Irma Disaster Assistance Program, you can get $12,000 grant, repairs, tree removal, or even your insurance deductibles.
I like that.
I love that. It's so important.
All right. You know what it's time for? I wish we had a drum roll to talk about our predictions for...
You want Rob to do a drum roll?
I don't have any
sticks. He's a professional drummer.
He is a professional drummer. But you didn't bring
you
didn't
your... Know.
Let's make this happen.
Who knew? All right.
I don't know if that was heard or not.
Heard that, but...
There's a little bit of Tarzan going on there, beating on the chest.
All right. So all three of us...
sticks or drums.
All three of us are going to do predictions
all
for
right, all right.
the real estate market here in Northeast Florida. Rob, why don't you start? How about interest rates? What's going to happen to interest rates?
Well, the interest rates are expected to rise by the end of the year, more than 0.75 points.
Yep.
As it's anticipated that the Fed will raise the prime rate at least 3 more times by the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't wait.
Don't wait.
Buy don't house. Wait.
Okay.
Exactly. If you're thinking about buying, that's reason enough right now to buy. Don't wait.
Okay. Number two, Angela.
Okay. So the prices of newly constructed homes, well, they're also going to rise. You know why, Howard? Because there's a shortage of raw materials. So you know what happens to the cost on supply and demand when there's a shortage? Cost goes up. So those raw materials include labor, cement. I meant lumber. Let me drink my coffee.
Okay.
Lumber, cement, and drywall.
Yeah. Also, shingles, roofing shingles.
Oh.
You know, and I wonder how much of an effect all the fires in California are going to have on the cost of lumber as well.
And all the building products.
Because
yeah.
thousands and thousands and thousands of homes got destroyed, and they are going to need lumber. Where does most of the lumber come from, by the way? Oregon, California, Washington.
Well, the fires may change the origin of where they're going to get their wood.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Three, there's going to remain a tight supply of newly listed homes on the market over the next couple of years. This will cause a continuing price increase of entry-level homes. Now, the combined increase in interest rates, raw materials, and newly listed homes will make it more difficult for first-time home buyers to purchase. Oh, it's going to be tough for first-time home buyers. Rob, next one.
Well, it's going to remain a seller's market. However, many hopeful move-up buyers may find that the combined cost of a larger home plus higher interest rates will cause them to stay in their current home to update it or remodel.
Yeah, that could happen.
So some of those home... So some of those people are not going to move. They're going to stay where they are.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's what's happening, right?
Angela, you got one?
New construction's going to continue, but it's also going to be constrained by shortages of adequately trained and available tradesmen.
So tradesmen are like carpenters?
And... I'd like to know where they're going. Or why don't we have enough?
Well, because there's so many new homes being built.
There's just not enough.
Think about
people.
Here in Jacksonville. Now, this is not everywhere, but here in Jacksonville, there's plenty of land everywhere because we're spreading out north, we're spreading out west, we're spreading out south into St. John's County.
Yep.
There are thousands and thousands and thousands of new homes being built.
Right.
But there aren't a lot of people, young people, that are going into the trades. There are not a lot of bricklayers and cement people and carpenters that are being trained. So if they're not being trained, where are they going to come from? We don't know.
Gotcha.
So, all right, next one, HELOCs, which means home equity line of credits. They're going to expand in popularity due to an increase in equity in existing homes. However, interest rates, of course, are going to be higher. And number seven, Rob?
Well, I predict that building trends will continue to emphasize and integrate more technology that you can use with your phone or iPad to control your security systems, your lighting, and also your HVAC or your temperatures. You can expect more battery powered systems and even windows that automatically darken to either keep the sun out during the day or to keep people from seeing in at night.
Yeah, I want to get that in my house.
What we mean by a battery system is a lot of people use gas-powered generators.
Yeah.
So Tesla, for example, has come out with a battery backup system that stores energy in a giant battery pack that can keep your, essential systems going for hours on end.
He is so smart. He is totally in the battery business.
And a lot of people are going to be using those during the day. Now, when we come back after the break, we're going to give our bottom line for Jacksonville. What does it mean for prices and how they are going to go up in the Jacksonville area? We're going to talk about that when we get back after the break. We're going to give the answer to the contest because nobody seemed to want to call in. So
can I take a guess?
That answer. Give your guess really quick.
I'm going to give 20.
20. You're close. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to give the real answer and talk about our predictions for 2018. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS, number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. I am really happy to start off the new year on Real Estate Radio, just having fun. The weather's great, educating people, talking about the marketplace, focusing on what's going to happen in real estate this year, 2018. What do you think is going to happen, Howard?
Well,
what's your personal prediction?
This is my personal prediction.
Yep.
Okay. Now, everybody's prediction we got a caller coming in. Everybody, but
yay.
I got to give this before, before it's over.
I want to talk to the
okay,
caller.
Okay, so here's my personal prediction.
Take the caller first. I've been waiting for someone to call.
Okay. Good morning, Iris. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How can we help you today, or do you have a guess for our contest?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I would guess between 17 and 19, and I think it might be too high.
Well, you're actually too low.
Too low, really?
Too low. It's actually higher than that. Yeah.
But wow. I am so grateful that you called, Iris. Thank you.
You are the
first. I wanted to call because I didn't want you to continue to talk to those two. By yourself.
Thank you. See, women power. That's right. I need some help.
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered today. I definitely need some help.
Do you have any real estate questions for us while you have us on the phone?
Yes. I think you guys answered it for me because I went to JU to pick up my books for the next semester. My husband and I are downsizing this year. We're going to buy a smaller home.
Yes.
And we live in Oakleaf.
Oh, yeah.
And Yeah. So we have a 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bath home, and the 3 kids are gone, so we don't need that anymore. And we're thinking of moving to the Duval County area, mm-hmm. to be closer to work, and we're thinking of buying in Copperleaf.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going with that, and I was happy to hear that the prices are going to be going up, because when we purchased this house in 2005, we paid $246, and the value was $302 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now that's nowhere. We're never going to get that. So, but fortunately, we've paid down the mortgage a lot, so we have about $50,000 in equity.
Oh, good. Good. Well, do you need help getting your house sold?
Well, yeah, that would be wonderful.
Well, we would love to be your realtors, and then we'll talk about your house on the radio and advertise it for sale and come hold an open house and get it sold for you.
Yeah, why don't we send you back to Alan, our producer, and he can get your phone number, and we can talk to you after the show.
Absolutely. Sound good?
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for all the great information you guys give.
Oh, you're welcome. We appreciate you listening.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, thank you, Iris, for calling. You are the first caller of the year 2018. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, so now let's
I love
give...
it. She was helping me out.
She was.
I needed
woman
some
power,
woman power,
as you mentioned.
Yes.
All right. So let's give the answer to that contest, which is...
You don't think anyone else will call?
Oh, well, I don't think we have time because we got a lot to talk about. Okay. So the answer to the contest is, what percentage of homes were purchase for cash? And the answer is 24%.
Yes.
Now, here's the real surprise for me. Is if
it
you
wasn't
just,
for me.
I know.
Because, you know.
Let's look at condos. If you just look at condos, Rob, what do you think? Or you might have looked at the answer already. For condos.
I haven't looked yet.
Okay. What percent of condos sold for cash, do you think?
I think that might be a little bit higher.
It is a little bit higher.
24. I would say 36.
52%.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, how about that?
And why does that make such sense? I mean, how much? What have you been reporting all year, Howard? The lowest priced property is whatever, right? So all the, you know, all the condos that went into foreclosure, all that,
mm-hmm.
they all kind of popped up on the market, and people were picking up rental properties, and really that was the market people were targeting was condos. And so again, a lot of them paid cash. And even if you think about the snowbirds who come here that buy property, buy their second home, they're going to do it with cash.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Yep. Here are my predictions for increases in market prices of properties for the greater metropolitan area. So I've divided this into values, though, because it definitely depends on a variety of things, but divided into values. If your home is valued at less than $200,000, I'm predicting that the price of those properties will rise in 2018 between 6% and 8%. Okay? If your home is worth between $200,000 and $400,000, I'm predicting that it's going to be 5% to 6%. If your property is between $400,000 and $500,000, it'll be about a 4% increase. And over $500,000, a little bit less than that. If it's $1 million or more, I don't think they're going to be going up at all. And if it's oceanfront, they may even be going down. And the reason that I say that is because with the recent storms that have occurred, a lot of people have lost a lot of their property. So there are some people that are hanging it up and saying, I'm just not doing it anymore. Don't want it. Now, there are still going to be some people that want oceanfront, but there are some that are just say, I don't want it. Don't want the headache. So I think that the property values are going to be down. They're going to be properties that stay on the market for a long, long time. And some of them that were worth a lot of money are not going to be worth anything because some of them are falling into the water. I saw one on the.
It's so sad.
Saw one yesterday that was condemned, and part of it just fell into the water yesterday. And this was in Ponte Vedra Beach. Now, these estimations, these predictions also will vary depending on area of town, condition of your property, you know, all of a bunch of different factors, your particular neighborhood, age of the property. These are just a guesstimate on average. Just like, you know, you look at a Zestimate of the value of your home. All of you have heard of Zestimate. Zestimate can't predict what your particular home is worth. You need to have a realtor come to your home and do an evaluation based on what your particular home looks like compared to what other homes have sold for. That's why you need a realtor on your side. And Angela or Rob or myself will be happy to come and talk to you about your particular home. Anyway, we'll see how I do on my predictions at the end of the year, because we're going to be back with you every week live, hopefully live. And but right now, we got some things to talk about because, you know, it's not just cold outside.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes it's not just cold, right, Alan?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sometimes it's hot outside. And we got one particular house because, believe it or not, there is an open house. And there's this one is really, really hot because there was a huge price reduction taken on this one. And if you like charmer homes, this is an Avondale charmer on Wolf Street. It was an older home built in 1925 but updated throughout. Wait till you see the beautiful, beautiful wood floors. It's 1,300 square feet, three bedrooms, one bath. Beautiful, gorgeous countertops that are granite, stainless appliances. The living room has a great wood-burning fireplace, separate dining room, two flex rooms, a detached garage, which is unusual for the Avondale area, fenced rear yard, brand-new paved driveway. It was $215. It's just off Rosenvelt, reduced to $199. That's
now
a used...
it's bargain priced. You need to come out, see the house, buy the house. It's
right.
Cute. You can put your own mark on it, decorate it the way you want, and make it so Avondale charming.
Lots and lots of windows. It's got a nice little front porch to come sit on. This one is really, really nice. By the way, tomorrow... tomorrow from 2 to 4, it's open. And you may think, oh, everybody's going to be watching the game. No, not everybody is into football. Now, a lot of people are. But
sorry, Val.
Quite all right.
So you got to come and see this place because it's really nice. And if your husband is into football and you're not, come and look at it anyway. And then after the game, make an appointment, come back to look at it.
You know what I think? That was a really sexist comment. If you're, as a female, interested in football, you stay home and watch that game and send your husband out to buy the house.
Guilty.
Yes.
Okay, I'm guilty as charged. Okay.
Wow.
You know, folks, Angela and I and Rob love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to our community. We want to thank you for listening and for your support every day and for the last 6 years. If we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, then call us after the show at 421-7950 or send us an email at realestateradio@yahoo.com. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling, for the most important financial transaction. The Van Wees are here to talk about what's going on in the financial sector. Stay with them. Also, tune in